Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有说佢哋话系记者，但实际上系咪咁简单呢？我哋亦都需要。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter. Your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
It's not hard to imagine that the day will soon come when the radical left begins touting abortion as a tool for managing population growth, as the Chinese Communist Party has done for decades. Today, as the Supreme Court prepares to hear oral arguments in those hallowed halls, we are here to declare with one voice, no more.
This week, former US Vice President Mike Pence has called on the Supreme Court to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion in the US. Mr. Pence said the ruling was a misguided decision that harmed millions of unborn babies. If Roe v. Wade is quashed, millions of women would lose access to abortions. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a Mississippi law banning abortion, and a ruling is expected by next summer. The Mississippi ban includes abortions of pregnancies caused by rape or incest. The law, however, has not been enforced because of a legal challenge from the state's only abortion provider. At a news conference in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, Mr. Pence said he hoped the Supreme Court will, quote, make history with a full reversal of Roe v. Wade. The 1973 ruling gave women in the U.S. an absolute right to an abortion in the first 3 months of pregnancy and limited rights in the second 3 months. In reaction to this, many women have criticized this decision.
I mean, talk about what it means when people lose control over their own bodies. For me, it's like, if I don't have control over my body, I don't have control over anything else. But speak to how reproductive freedom is really at the center of achieving what you want in your life.
Mr. Pence also argued that the fiat of unelected judges is not reflective of popular opinion in the US. He believes elected state-level officials are better placed to write abortion laws for their own jurisdictions. And next. Within a week, Sweden's parliament voted in their first female prime minister, only to then watch her resign 7 hours later amidst political turmoil, and then voting her back into the job after a second vote. Magdalena Andersson was voted on Wednesday in a parliamentary vote that was triggered by the retirement of Stefan Löfven, who had been leading a Social Democrat Green coalition government since 2014. His party, the Social Democrats, selected Magdalena as his replacement at their conference in early November. But she needed the approval of Parliament to step into the historic role of Sweden's first female Prime Minister, exactly 100 years since women first got the vote in the country. Under Sweden's political system, Miss Andersson didn't want the majority of MPs to vote her in. She needed simply to avoid a majority voting against her becoming Prime Minister.
Eftersom mindre än hälften av riksdagens ledamöter har röstat nej, har kammaren godkänt förslaget att utse Magdalena Andersson till statsminister.
The governing coalition led by the Social Democrats is weak and dependent on support from other parliamentary parties. She got through by a single vote following 11th-hour negotiations with the Left Party and earlier talks with the centre-right Centre Party. who both agreed to abstain. It was a historic first for Sweden, the last Nordic country to elect a woman as Prime Minister. In Sweden, Magdalena Andersson's rise to power has been nothing short of a political soap opera, and the season finale may be yet to come. We'll be back with a third story from the world this week, after this short break. If you guys love this show, I've got something else that you're going to love. The late John Lewis famously said, "Democracy is not a state, it is an act, and each generation must do its part." Today, populism, extremism, and disinformation are short-circuiting our democratic institutions, and the consequences are dire. So what can you do about it? Join historian Will Hitchcock and media scholar Siva Vaidyanathan on their podcast, Democracy in Danger. Each week, they speak with brilliant minds and untangle the many threats the US and the world are facing. Find Democracy in Danger on your podcast app or visit dindanger.org. That's dindanger.org, or just look up Democracy in Danger wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
The single takeaway that the president emphasized is that this is something that we're concerned about, but absolutely should not panic about. We have a lot of tools at our disposal, and we will act and react according to when the data and the science come in, and we'll make our appropriate moves according to that. The president encouraged people to get vaccinated, and those who are vaccinated to get their booster shot, because that will bring up the level of protection against any variant the way we've seen, just the way it did with Delta.
Global headlines have been dominated with the news of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, which South Africa alerted the world about last week. Following the detection of the variant and to prevent its spreading, the World Health Organization has said people who are unwell or vulnerable should delay travel if they are not completely vaccinated. Many countries then proceeded to impose restrictions on travel from countries in Southern Africa. However, a South African doctor who was one of the first to suspect a different coronavirus strain among patients said that symptoms of the Omicron variant were mild and could be treated at home.
Looking at the mildness of the symptoms that we are seeing, currently there's no reason for panicking, as we don't see severely ill patients. I also checked with some of the hospitals in my area. And one of the biggest hospitals, they only have one patient currently that's COVID positive on a ventilator, and they don't even know whether it's COVID, it's Delta, or whether it is Omicron related. We acknowledge that it might change going forward.
An earlier WHO statement has advised against all travel for those over 60 and are vulnerable with comorbidities. However, a corrected version specified that only those more vulnerable and not fully vaccinated should delay travelling. This is in line with the WHO's previous advice for travel during the pandemic. The WHO also restated its position that blanket travel bans do not prevent the spread of the variant. Blanket travel bans will not prevent the international spread, and they place a heavy burden on lives and livelihoods, the WHO said in its statement. In addition, they can adversely impact global health efforts during a pandemic by disincentivizing countries to report and share epidemiological and sequencing data. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.